Now, during this kind of action, there are many triggers that may come up into your awareness as you spin the first and second tetrahedrons. Fragments in the mental and emotional body cannot exist in a field of light that is spinning at 100% the speed of light. In that field of light, any separation or fear energies will be kicked up for you to look at and clear. These anomalies cause wobbles in the coherency of a balanced spin within your field. For example, you might think that you're not qualified to do this level of service or some other thought of doubt or unworthiness. Your emotions may fluctuate from feeling confident to feeling fearful. You may also have a tendency to revert to old patterns that hold you in the grip of your rational mind. The rational mind prevents you from receiving the purity and refined light that is available to you now. Now, we have been asked to stay in the collective consciousness energy of Source. So when our pure Source energy begins to wobble, we cannot maintain that Merkabah spin at 100%. Either the top tetrahedron will drop down to a speed of 50 or 75%, and then the bottom one may spin at 100, or vice versa. These are very subtle events, so you have to pay close attention to what you think and what you feel as you create your personal field. You all have done substantial clearing and healing work over the last few years. What surfaces now as you spin your personal field are small fragments that are left over from some of your old clearings, or it may be something of the collective human consciousness that's out there that may be creeping in, of course, because of the environment that we have to play with every day. So allow yourself time to absorb and use the energies that are given to you in our sessions. Hold them close and absorb and integrate them before you automatically doubt yourself. Trust yourself. Now, there is a ploy of the untransformed ego that you must be aware of. It tells you not to trust where your soul is leading you, that you are not wise enough or not worthy enough to be in the Christ consciousness that you are. Don't be confused and think that you don't understand, but allow some integration of the concepts and energetics, because, as you know, that is in the experience of them that you truly know them. Also, something to remember about the untransformed ego is that it is divided. Your ego always expresses itself from a state of fear and separation. It either puffs you up as better than or tears you down as less than. A big portion of this is due to you still being in a third dimensional body that you're in the process of resurrecting into a light body. Now, other issues to look at are gender wounding. I know that you all have done a lot of work in this area, but when your Merkabah spins at this increased speed, some of the old unconscious issues may arise. Just as a reminder, let me tell you a quick short story. Once upon a time, there was this beautiful planet called Earth that had a beautiful 12th dimensional energy field and a Christed matrix as its blueprint. As we know, that because of anomalies created, our access to the divine feminine and the divine masculine templates diminished over many eons. We ended up at the end of this great decline in a gender-separated state. As the consciousness declined, humans started to relate to their bodies more and more. The gender of the body was a key reason that we could play in separation. We saw ourselves as better than or less than according to what body type was in power at the time. These woundings were passed down generation after generation in the DNA of our body's genetics, as well as being modeled and taught. In separation and fear, we always look to the outside world for information, and we react according to what we perceive and believe. The ego, again, becomes the dominant voice that we heard and used. Now, we had no conscious awareness of our mind or soul wisdom at that now. So, of course, that brings us to today. We all have worked on these masculine and feminine issues because of the alterations that we have made. The DNA structure in the body has been altered so that the unity consciousness in ourselves can become part of our physical makeup. Again, we need to stay aware of some of these old triggers returning to disrupt this beautiful balance that we have created. So now, Joan will lead us in the next part of our program.